Greetings in Jesus' name on this 29th day of July, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the 70s outside with temperatures going all the way to around 85, 90 degrees. It's going to be another hot day. My. We've had, 14 days of 90 degree weather, and we normally average around 4. It's been a sweltering hot summer here in Maine, very little rain. But we are rejoicing in the goodness of God. My. What an exciting thought that we get to go to midweek meeting tonight. Have early prayer. Call it the Million Dollar Prayer Club. We are praying for millions of dollars to come our way as we seek the Lord for progressing and going on for Christ, building new buildings, starting new churches, wide open. We don't want to ever be sedentary and just sit around and enjoy the blessings of God in the past. We want to press forward in the present, trusting the Lord to guide us and direct us and to help us to start another church and see more people saved. And I'm praying that tonight's service will be so exciting. And I'm believing God that we could experience the real touch of the Lord upon the meeting tonight. I hope that you'll have a blessed meeting tonight or tomorrow night. Whenever you have the midweek service, I'm praying that God will richly bless you. In your Bibles today, the book of Romans, chapter number 1, and you read in verse number 24, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." What a very sad verse of scripture that this is, to detail what happens in an individual's life when they say no to Christ, when they say, "I'm not interested in the Lord Jesus. I don't want anything to do with the gospel." And the Bible says that God also gave them up. There is a time in an individual's life when God will say, "Okay, that's the way you want it, then that's the way you're going to have it." And God will give you up. You said, "Now, preacher, God is long-suffering." I totally agree with that. 100% amen and amen. But you also understand in the great justice of God, there comes a time when an individual shuns the grace of God and refuses to get saved and walks in the error of their ways, and God gives them up. My dear friend, we're experiencing this all around us today. If you just listen to the radio or watch the news and hear what's going on around our country, you'll find that there's a lot of people that the Bible teaches us God also gave them up. In verse number 26, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." And we have this happening before our very eyes. Men loving men, women loving women. Wickedness at its height, totally taken away the procreation that God designed when He created man and said, "It's not good for man to be alone, but I'll create him a helpmeet." Totally putting their fist in the face of Almighty God and saying, "We'll do things the way we want to do things." And this lifestyle, the Bible says of it, God gave them up. In verse number 24, God gave them up. In verse number 26, God gave them up. And in verse number 28, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." You talking about a sad day that seals the judgment of those that are spoken about in this passage of Scripture. God gave them up, God gave them up, and God gave them over. Reprobates, absolutely saying no time and time again to the grace of God, and God gave them over. Dear friend, if you're listening to gospel radio station today, and you're listening to the preaching, and you happen to be under conviction, and understand that you might just be saying no for the last time, I beg of you, will you consider Christ today? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Trust Christ today before it's eternally too late. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled Wednesday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.